You are listening to the Espresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The center's direct tax collections net of refunds grew a robust 19.55% year-on-year till January 10th. The government seems on track to exceed its conservative full-year target by a wide margin of over Rs 2 trillion. Data released by the Finance Ministry on Wednesday revealed that direct tax collections were Rs 12.31 trillion by January 10th, amounting to 86.68% of the budget estimates for the whole year. The provisional figures of direct tax collections up to January 10th continue to register steady growth, the ministry said in a statement. The pace of growth has, however, slowed marginally from a near 26% growth for the period up to November 10th. Collections up to December 17th, 2022 were up 19.81% year-on-year. Pre-funds collections till January 10th shot up by 24.58% year-on-year to Rs 14.71 trillion. The government has set a gross direct tax collection target of Rs 14.2 trillion for the fiscal. Meanwhile, the net financial savings of households is estimated to have fallen to a three-decade low of about 4% of the gross domestic product in the first half of this fiscal, down from 7.3% in FY22. This suggests that the savings were used for consumption, which has held up fairly well. Household net financial savings are estimated to have been around Rs 5.2 trillion in H1 FY23 compared with 17.2 trillion in FY22. While the trend could reverse if savings don't pick up meaningfully in the coming quarters, both consumption and investments could be impacted. The estimate by Motilal Oswal Securities suggests the total savings of households would have come off to 15.7% of GDP in H1 FY23 compared with a level of roughly 20% of GDP in the previous 5 years. Over to industry, IT major Wipro has rolled out 73 senior-level promotions in a bid to retain talent and build a robust leadership pipeline. The Bengaluru-based company has promoted 12 top executives to the post of senior vice president, while 61 executives have been made vice president. The company is now expected to have over 200 VPs and SVPs working as part of the senior leadership team. Wipro, in a statement to FE, said, quote, "As we grow and evolve as a company, it is important to ensure that we have the right leadership at the helm. This is the highest number of VP promotions that Wipro has ever made. These promotions are a recognition of their performance and potential," unquote. Wipro has been battling high attrition rates during the past few quarters. Its voluntary attrition rate for the September quarter stood at 23%, which moderated slightly from 23.3% reported in the preceding 3 months. In some more industry news, to boost rural growth and farmers' income, the government on Wednesday announced the setting up of 3 national-level cooperative societies to promote organic products, seeds and exports. The cabinet has approved the establishment of the National Export Society, National Cooperative Society for Organic Products and National-level Multi-State Seed Cooperative Society. Union Minister of Environment and Forest Bhupendra Yadav said at a media briefing, according to an official statement by the Corporation Ministry, this will also help cooperatives and ultimately their farmer members in getting benefits of high prices of organic products through aggregation, branding and marketing on a large scale by facilitating testing and certification at affordable cost. Moving on, the government on Wednesday notified new rules to address the menace of undervalued imports proposed in the budget, which will kick in on February 11th and could help raise revenue marginally. The Customs Assistance in Value Declaration of Identified Imported Goods Rules 2023 will identify a list of goods where there is reason to believe the value may not be declared truthfully or accurately, and the importer would have to undertake additional obligations in this regard. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs can specify such goods, which would be examined by a screening committee and later by an evaluation committee. Now the Auto Expo. Electric vehicles took center stage on the first day of the Auto Expo 2023 as the flagship motor show returned after a gap of 3 years. For the first time ever, EV launches at the show outstripped that of traditional fuel-powered vehicles. Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekharan best summed up the phenomenon. He said, "Transition to electric mobility in India will happen much faster and the Tata Group will make significant investments in the sector to develop a range of products. The focus on future technologies can be assessed from the fact that while more than a dozen electric vehicles were unveiled by half a dozen manufacturers, only 6 models were from the conventional fuels family." You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.